Hello, and welcome to Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations with Janice and Sharicana. We invite you to join us on Thursdays at 8 p.m. for an engaging exchange with us and our special guest as we cover various topics regarding history, genealogy, and your personal family history stories. Hello, I'm Janice Gilliard.
And I'm Sharicana Feliciano. Welcome to Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations with Janice and Sharicana. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and now Instagram. Today, we are joined by our guest, Linda Morris.
Linda Morris is a member of the Black Family and History Society in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, New Jersey chapter. She is passionate about genealogy, and over the past 10 years, her genealogy research and DNA testing allowed her to connect with family throughout the United States. Linda believes that genealogy helps you discover and uncover your family history and build deep and lasting relationships among newfound family and friends. Although she has traveled to Africa in years past, genealogy inspired her to return and focus on her connection to West Africa. She and her daughter made the journey over a year ago. Her connection to genealogy, like her connection to ministry, has been God-driven and God-ordained. She could not have planned or imagined any of what has transpired in the last decade of discoveries and mysteries revealed. Welcome to Speak On It, Linda Morris.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. So we'll go ahead and get started. So we're here to talk about family history, genealogy as a group and group research. Can you explain the concepts of researching your family history and genealogy in that way as a group?
Well, the concept is the fact that we're a family and every member has value and has significant information, no matter what the level of expertise. So we're better together. What happens if you don't have an answer, you have a question. And that question may trigger research in a direction that would be helpful for those and the others in the group. It's so important to be connected. And I believe that this is a part of what God has ordained us to do, is to put our families back together. Mm. So what I love about being part of this group is that as we've learned together, I've learned the different kinds of expertise each member has. And they, even the ones who think they don't have anything to contribute, have really skills that they haven't, that they don't realize are valuable. Some are more organized and they're list keepers, or they keep logs and they track their research because they're new and unsure. And that's exactly what they should be doing. And they don't realize that that's, they're actually doing genealogy. So, and then the others have questions that have to do with our maybe geographic locations and questions about DNA and that kind of thing. And what I love about it, as I said before, is each one that's part of the group has brought something to the table that's been valuable for everybody.
That's beautiful.
So Linda, what are the benefits of researching as a family group?
I think about the fact that recently we've learned even more about our blood connections. The benefits has been breaking down brick walls, number one. The other is getting to know new family. People that you didn't know existed, but are in your blood, in your DNA, connecting to those people, learning from them and about them is one of the benefits. The other is, as I said earlier, just the expertise that each person brings, whether they're genealogists for a long time, whether they have expertise in DNA, whether they are leaders in other areas. There are those who have more expertise maybe in technology, but everybody has a piece of the pie and they make it complete. I would say that's invaluable. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do better. You know, you'd have to hire people to do some of the stuff that we're able to do as a group.
Right.
And because we're all family and we care about the outcomes, everybody benefits. And we're all coming actually from different directions to the same destination.
I like that. Different direction, same destination. Yeah. So can you share a little bit about your experience, how you and your family started researching as a group, and how long have you researched together?
Yeah. Well, mine kind of started as a surprise when I found out that the person on my birth certificate wasn't my dad.
Wow.
And then a DNA cousin who recognized my name on Facebook connected me to a local cousin here in Phoenix.
Wow.
Yes. And since then, another cousin here in Phoenix. And then I heard there's a third cousin here in Phoenix that I have yet to meet.
So, oh, that's exciting.
Yes. But that started the group concept, because when we came back from Africa in March of 2020, before that, I had already gotten connected to one cousin, Lee, and he and I had begun to build really a fond and deep relationship. In fact, he joined the genealogy group that I was in, and we worked together in that group on the same committee and became just really close friends and family, real family. And it was an instant heart connection. So when we came back from Africa in 2020, my daughter and I, everything was shut down. There was no opportunity to come together. And we were frustrated. Mm-hmm. So we just basically decided we need to connect. And then we talked about the fact that he knew of others and we knew of others in other places that had not had that opportunity. And so he said, well, I'll send an email out. And he sent an email out to find out if people were interested in connecting. Well, for my work in ministry and training, mm-hmm. I had a Zoom account. And so it just made sense to do that. He sent out the email and we've grown since then. And we've been doing this now for, it'll be 2 years, the end of April.
Oh, wow.
We started, our first one was April 26, 2020.
That's great. You've been able to keep the momentum. That's excellent.
Every 2 weeks on a Sunday afternoon. And we keep the time Eastern time so that everyone, when we have daylight savings time, we all change our timing based on Eastern time.
Oh.
Because we're across all the time zones. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. You have a nice system in place there.
Well, so I can't take credit for it. The group, everything we've done has been done as a group. We agree. That's the main thing. We are in agreement.
Right, right.
So you answered part of the next question, and that was, how often do you meet and do you use an online platform to meet or via conference call?
Yeah. I've been thinking too that, you know, if there may come a time when we're not going to be using Zoom.
Right.
We don't know what the technology is going to do. We don't know what these companies will do. So I'm constantly looking at other ways to connect. Once we're able to see each other in person, we'll still be spread across the country. And so I'm looking at other platforms just to have them at the ready and to learn them so that we can continue, because this is bigger than me. It's bigger than Zoom.
So
there's Vimeo, and there's
Google Meets, I think.
YouTube Live, and Google Meets, and there are so many others that we haven't delved into because of the popularity and the ease of the ones that have come to the forefront.
Right.
So this should continue. I would tell anybody, try it, it's worth it.
Yeah, this sounds like a really underutilized way to research, but a very beneficial one. Yes. I can just say from my own experience, unfortunately, we didn't continue it, but we're trying to figure out ways to restart it. But also during the pandemic, we had a family Zoom on one side of my family. And it was just really awesome to get together with these cousins and family members that some I had never met before. And we're all trying to piece together the family tree and who comes from which brother and which, you know, sister. And I learned so much about the family history. I saw pictures I had never seen before. And that was just on like two Zooms. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what we would have been able to discover, you know, being able to keep it up and keep the momentum. Hopefully we'll be able to bring it back. I'm in discussion with another cousin who wants to kind of take the spearhead that, because it's just such an awesome tool and an awesome possibility and way to connect.
Yes, it is.
So in researching as a group, have you made any major discoveries that you would like to share? You kind of shared one, but were there any as a group that you found?
I'm laughing because every 2 weeks there is some kind of amazing discovery.
I bet.
And we have one member who waits until the end. And he comes up with this amazing fact that he's discovered, or a connection he's made, or a document he's found. The last one was a newspaper clipping about his line that happens to be also my line, and the rest of us are all connected anyway. And so that was one. I immediately think about very early on, the WPA slave narratives that started with the first one who gave some kind of record of our line.
Wow.
Okay. And then she actually mentioned the people that we descend from. And so after emancipation, following that paper trail from those various people is how we all came together, and we can kind of identify who we descended from. Then later, another discovery was an inventory that listed them while they were enslaved, and their dollar value and their ages and all of that. So yes, every meeting there is some new, exciting discovery. And then as a result of even the DNA matches, we get phone calls out of the blue. And my latest one, I won't mention her name for her privacy, but I got a first cousin phone call New Year's Eve. And that just started my year. I was just so excited to hear from a first cousin I never knew. So considering that my journey started so late in life, that to me was the biggest discovery. And then I discovered a brother that I didn't have. Yes. And have built relationship with him over the last couple years. Yes.
So our next question, before we move on, just real quick, how long have you been researching in general, separate from the group?
About about 13, 14 years.
Okay.
And really didn't know what I was doing. Yeah.
So and where, what, I'm sorry, Janice. I just want to ask, like, for reference, like, what area and states are you primarily researching?
Well, I started out in South Carolina.
Okay.
But I also, at the same time, was researching Maryland because that's my half-brother's side. And at the time, I didn't know he was my half-brother. So I thought I was researching my side. My paternal side, which was Maryland. And now I'm kind of back and forth between Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, and Alabama and Louisiana.
Wow. That's a lot.
Folks got around.
They sure did.
Or were forced to get around.
Yeah, exactly.
Flavors. Yeah, especially when you say Louisiana. You know, I've shared recently, I have a whole lot of Louisiana popping up, and it's got to be from that. So, Linda, what are some basic guidelines that families should use to ensure that researching as a family has positive results?
Yeah, I that one gave me some thought, and I thought about it, how we have evolved, because we really didn't know what we were starting out with, but what has evolved and kept us connected. I would say this, that we allow space for everyone to contribute and or to ask questions. And there are no wrong answers or questions. Then the other is share your findings, your insights and research and resources.
Janice, I know you can agree with that.
Yes, because yes. Our ancestors are waiting for us to tell the history that's been hidden from us and the world. And we have so much to tell. So the more we can share and find and tell, the better off all of us will be, not just our family, but the whole world will benefit from what researchers in genealogy are discovering. Third one would be affirm and encourage every effort, no matter what. Even if people didn't have time to do anything during that period of time, the fact that they got on the line is an effort, because in this United States, our lives are so busy. Mm-hmm. Just to carve out time is an effort, and we have to affirm that too. But affirm every effort. Even somebody said, well, I didn't get much done and I didn't do anything. And then she started talking about how she had cataloged stuff and written down a list and all of that. And she didn't realize that she had done quite a bit, and that just the fact that she had done that encouraged all of us. Then I would say this one is really, really important. And that is that everyone is essential and everyone brings something to the table, no matter what their level of experience or expertise.
Yes. You know, I'm thinking about the things that you're sharing, and I'm the tips that you're giving us and our listeners. Yes, it's to help, you know, further the research, but it's also helps to enhance the relationships, you know, in offering encouragement and listening and communication. All of these things help to actually establish, you know, a reconnection, or whether it's a new find, often with family lines that have been disconnected for so long. So, you know, because we make a lot of family connections, and you know, sometimes it's a one hit, you know, you just have a message here and there and it kind of fizzles out. But it's is unfortunate, and we don't really want that to happen too often. And I think that this approach also allows for it to really feel like a family, not just on paper, but also in practice as well. So really, really amazing tips and guidance that you offered there. Can you share, you know, also with our listeners, some parting words of inspiration as well?
Well, on the note that you just said, we're family. All of us are family. God created family. That was the first social construct that was created. Mm-hmm. And it is valuable to the world for family to be maintained. And the reason I have those listed the way they are is because that's all founded on love. Mm. No, I love this family as if I either birthed them or grew up with them. And even, and some of them I've never had the privilege of touching yet. Mm. But I love them so much. And so what has happened is we have become a close family from a distance. And I more appreciate family than I ever have in my life. So I don't care if they reach out one time. I don't care if they ghost me when I reach out to them. All I want them to know is you're family. I love you. And it's really great. I got a text, a phone call, and a message from my new first cousin. And all she says is, I love you. I mean, aww. We've never laid eyes on each other. Okay. Right, so right. This is really what it's about. And if we could do this, multiply it millions of times across the globe, can you imagine what this world could be like? And then from all of that would come the truth of our history, and our next generations would be strong, and they would know that they didn't come from junk. They came from strong stuff. Anybody who survived the Middle Passage mm-hmm. is strong and intelligent. We learned to read when it was forbidden. We learned to write when just by listening. I mean, who learns to read by listening? We did.
And also when your language is taken from you, you're not allowed to speak your language. You combine the two. Hence you have the Gullah Geechee. You know, yes. It's like, oh, I'm not allowed to say that. I come up with my own, which is something that I'm so proud of, you know, now. Yes. And yes. being able to understand it. So we survived. Somebody said that it's a miracle that we're all people of color walking around in their right minds with all that our ancestors went through.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
So that's where I stand. We're family. And it's nice to meet be with a new family member, Jericana.
Oh, wow. These are really like moving words. Just so and timely, and also helps to, you know, food for thought on how to move our research further and get closer with each other. Linda Morris, thank you so much for sharing with us and our listeners. Such a beautiful word. And you can find Linda on Facebook at facebook.com/M-like-Mary-L-like-Larry-Morris806. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to sharing with you during our next segment of Speak On It.
And before we completely close out, congratulations on 2 years of meeting with your family group. Speak On It is a podcast and is immediately available to listen to at your leisure. We are thankful to Bernice Bennett, who hosted research at the National Archives and beyond, for entrusting us to continue her broadcast legacy through Speak On It. Thank you.